You've heard Waikiki was the playground of the Hawaiian royal family. It's not hard to imagine royal Hawaiians surfing, horseback riding, and paddling canoes on their treasured beach. It's how people still spend time here. But before it became a placid, restful vacation spot for the Hawaiian ruling class, the beach played a crucial role in King Kamehameha's quest to unify the Hawaiian Islands in 1795.
In a fleet of canoes, Kamehameha, whose name means the Lonely One, stormed Waikiki Beach with 16,000 warriors. Imagine the entire area from Honolulu Harbor to Diamond Head lined with Hawaiian war canoes. Their target was Oahu chief Kalani Kupule. These warriors came dressed for battle, Kamehameha in particular. The chief wore an elaborate cape of bright yellow feathers from the o'o bird. These feathers were said to bring mana, or spiritual power, during the fight. Kamehameha and his army ruthlessly pursued Chief Kalani Kupule's fighters to the treacherous heights above Nu'uanu Valley. Hundreds of defenders fell or jumped to their deaths as Kamehameha's fighters overpowered Kalani Kupule. But time has a way of erasing even the most violent ruins. If you go to the Nu'uanu Pali lookout on the windward, that means northeast side of Oahu, today you'll find a spectacular and sometimes windy panoramic view. Little evidence this once was the site of a fierce battle.